Right now, it's legal to use marijuana recreationally in 10 states and the District of Columbia. Illinois will soon join the ranks as its governor signed a legislative bill into law allowing for the sale and recreational use of marijuana starting January 1st. Some Arizonans, like Kevin DeMena, think elected leaders should play more of a role in crafting policy related to the recreational use of marijuana. A former legislative analyst and current lobbyist, DeMena says, if anything, market forces demand the attention of the legislature and governor. Here's his commentary.
The adult use of marijuana could soon become legal in Arizona, just as it has in other states. It's hard to ignore the obvious consumer demand for everything from CBD to concentrates to hemp. But the best barometer of the explosive growth of all things marijuana is the astonishing amount of investment capital flowing into the industry. With these products now readily available, most Arizonans have already decided whether or not marijuana belongs in their medicine cabinet, their liquor cabinet, or nowhere in their home at all. And now corporate America and the financial markets have discovered marijuana. When there is this much financing chasing a single industry or product, policymakers and opinion leaders should pay particular attention. That's the marketplace acknowledging consumer demand. And consumers, well, many of them are also voters. In the marijuana industry, consumer demand has these particular markets working overtime with huge amounts of private investment flowing into publicly traded funds and individual stocks. These financing sources have fueled large-scale acquisitions throughout the U.S. over the last 24 months, leading to the creation of a handful of mega marijuana companies. Among the largest of them is Harvest, headquartered in Tempe and run by local marijuana maven Steve White. Other U.S. companies, from Monsanto to Big Tobacco to Coca-Cola, have also entered the marijuana space with substantial indirect investments. That's an impressive level of effort just to sell weed to Americans. It's pretty clear that large numbers of clever people responsible for investing large amounts of money are convinced that U.S. consumers want access to this product. And the marijuana industry is rising to this challenge, just as any free market-loving capitalist should. They've swapped their tie-dyed t-shirts for custom suits and now fully appreciate the importance of corporate mainstreaming. But the more pressing topic has now become just how legalization will be accomplished. Government leaders and policymakers don't yet see this as an opportunity to get ahead of the regulatory curve, but they should. Absent any alternatives, legalization proponents will simply chart a course through the initiative process directly to voters to advance their program, detouring around the state legislature. In this scenario, the design and the promotion of the legalization plan will be left to the new capitalists in Arizona's marijuana industry. There is a compelling argument that the real details surrounding legalization would get much more attention in the legislative process. And an open and deliberative process typically produces a better product. The legislature would be able to specifically allocate the millions of dollars in new tax revenue that will result from legalization and could design a more open and competitive process for awarding the next round of these hyper-valuable licenses. Either way, the question of legalization is headed to the 2020 ballot, and that's just fine. Arizona voters are very well educated on marijuana, and most have already chosen whether or not to medicate, recreate, or avoid it altogether.
That is Kevin DeMena, senior advisor at DeMena Public Affairs.